531. I was born in Penryn. My father's Penryn, my mother's Raritan. And I left the Cook Islands at age 5. My parents put me on the plane with a stranger and sent me to New Zealand. And I got here, I stayed in Otara with my grandparents for a couple of years. And then my parents picked me up and took me to Australia. And that's where I lived for 32 years. And then 8 years ago, I left Australia and came to New Zealand and started a new life here. I met my wife about 4 years ago, and we got married 3 years ago. And now we have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. We're married in the temple in Hamilton. We met when she came from the States. She's American. She came for a master's degree in the University of Canterbury for disasters and natural disasters in management and emergency. And that's when we met. And the rest is history. Now she's Daisy with me. I was a builder when I arrived here in New Zealand 8 years ago. I became a precaster, working for a building company in Ashburton. I worked with them until 2019. I was doing an apprenticeship, an adult apprenticeship with them in building, and my knees started playing up on me, so I resigned in 2019 and opened our business, which is called Client Cuts. And we obviously food, Kai. It's a Māori Pacific Island food. And we also have merchandise on the side. And I also have a barbershop upstairs, hence the cuts. I renovated the whole building from top to bottom, floor and everything, and we've been going since then, 2019.
You were just talking about your business, setting up business, and how much of your Pacifica culture influences the way that you operate your business?
My Pacifica culture, as you heard, that I was brought up in Australia. So there's a lot of islanders there, but I was really into my own culture, like the Cook Island culture, because I was mainly around other nationalities. But the influence that did affect our business now, the influence that I got from that is the food. You can call it culture food or however, but Cook Island food. And my mother's always cooking all the time, and she's taught me a few things, and that's what I bring to the table now, is our food and our culture food. And now, because where I live now, I have more. There are a lot more Cook Islanders around me, including family. They've introduced me into our own culture. Because back in Australia, I was hardly around Cook Islanders, and in Ashburton, there's quite a big community of the Cook Islanders. So, being around them and seeing how they are and how they interact with each other and me has helped bring some of my culture back into me. Whether it's through the food or merchandise.
It's interesting how you say it's the food that helped reconnect you back to your culture. Now, I'm trying to find the connection between food and barbershop. How did that happen?
Okay, well, if you're an islander, you love your haircut, and of course your food as well. So that's what brought I've always had that thought. Even back in Australia, I've always thought about haircuts. As islanders, the male islanders, we love our haircuts and our fades. And and now these days we've got these new barbers coming out that are doing these beautiful, beautiful fades and patterns and styles. And so I definitely knew that, not only culturally, but I definitely knew that it'd be a good market to add with the food. And so a lot of my customers come and cut their hair. The ones that just come to cut their hair, while they're cutting their hair, my food aromas flows upstairs and into their nostrils. As soon as when they come down to pay for their haircut, they also grab food. Yeah. The special thing about our shop, I haven't talked to yet, is that I was in Australia. I was a state ward. I was brought up mainly in boys' homes and children's homes until I started getting into juvenile justice and then so on and so on. So I was an uncontrollable child. And I grew up. My whole education, I left school when I was 11. I left home when I was 11. So my whole education and everything was from boys' homes. And when I moved here in 2013, I got a job with that building place. This is the first job that I've ever stayed in. All my other jobs beforehand, I was a labourer. That's all I did, was labouring, because I had no qualifications, nothing. And so I started the apprenticeship when I was 39, 40. I started my apprenticeship. And all the other apprentices were 18, 19, 20. And some of them were getting more money than me. And they were telling me what to do, a 40-year-old man. I was washing, cleaning toilets, and here are these boys doing better things than me. And here I am cleaning toilets. But I kept going with my apprenticeship. And so because of my past and this, we have started a job mentoring program for kids, for youth. And now we have six youth that is employed by us. Two of them work on a farm. One of them works in retail. I took one on with me, two boys with me. And there's another boy works at an Indian shop, and another boy works at a Samoan boy works at a farm machinery shop. And all these kids are 16 to 17, and they're all Pacific Island kids, except for one, Pacific Island and Māori. And these kids are just learning how to work, learning how to get up in the morning, learning how to keep the timetable, learning just all simple things. And that's what this program that we started at Clay and Cuts does is for the youth in Ashburn or in Christchurch. We went through Te Pūtei Tanga. It's a Māori organisation that has funded me in order to help these kids achieve work experience and getting paid and helping their family, their whānau out. So that has been going for a few months now, and we are funded for 12 months. So one of the good things about the funding, it has helped us, our shop, our business to keep going. But the best thing is helping these kids learn how to work and support their family. We have one kid that's been bullied at school, I buy all the equipment, and this kid, he's got a mum, she's single, single mother, and he's never worked in his life. He didn't even know how to mop or sweep a floor, so we had to teach him this. And now he's working and he's earning $22 an hour. This is what all these kids are getting, and so it's great. It's one of my passions to work with youth, and we named this program Starfish Enterprise. So after a story that my wife came up with, not, she didn't come up with it, she heard the story about a starfish, about a boy and a starfish. The boy was walking on the beach and there was a stranded starfish all down the coast of the beach, and he started throwing these starfishes back into the water. And the man comes along and says, "What are you doing? What are you doing, boy, throwing all these starfishes back in? You're just wasting your time." And the boy turns around and says, "It makes a difference to this one," and throws the starfish in. And so that's what the program is about. It's about helping these kids and makes a difference to one. That's good enough for us. Yeah.
So yeah. How can people find you? How can we find out more about your business? Where is your business located?
Our business is in Ashburton, on Hancock Street, number 80. You can find us on Facebook, definitely on Facebook. That's how I do a lot of my advertising. It's on Facebook. It's just a big shout out to my wife, because without her, definitely this business wouldn't be able to go. Yes, I work hard, and I'm fast and do a lot of things in the kitchen, but that's nothing compared to what she does, and including all of her work that she's going to do for her PhD, and now we're expecting another baby. So big shout out to my wife, and of course to Heavenly Father, because I know that's where all these blessings are coming from. It's about Heavenly Father, and I'm so grateful.
Well, congratulations on the addition to the family that you're expecting. And maitakimata for your time. All the very best with your ventures.
Well, thank you very much.